Thursday morning, time to get our Yelp on with Michael from Yelp.com. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave.
And tis the season.
Are you ready for some football?
It is here. It is now. It is going to take over America.
That's
football,
right.
Once again.
Mondays, Thursdays, every
Sundays.
Day.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Fantasy football, real life football, people that play football in their heads. I mean, it's just paper football.
Yeah, there's plenty of that in the offices.
That's right. Yeah. Or at the sports bars, which is exactly what we're talking about.
Really? They do paper football at sports bars?
I mean, you never bet with your friends at the table, just like friendly? No?
No.
Me either, really. But I like to imagine it could happen.
I don't have friends.
Makes drinking alone more fun if you pretend that you're playing with somebody.
Sure.
Yeah, okay, cool. So, cover photo in this local Yelp is the back bar of the Lucky Beaver. If you have not been to the Lucky Beaver.
I have not.
Missing out, man.
Yeah?
They use a Pat LaFreda burger patty for their awesome, amazingly delicious burgers.
Okay.
LaFreda is sort of like the butcher to the stars. No. Basically, every celebrity chef in the world uses meat from his company.
Pat's meat's the best.
It is. He's out of New York, but he'll actually make custom blends and stuff. And so that's the burger they use. It's like a blend of short rib and chuck. I mean,
I'll have to try that out.
Plus, they got the circular grill that rotates in the front. You can actually watch your meat cook if you want.
Oh.
Pretty fun. But they have TVs everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Every vantage point you can imagine. You could be playing pool. You could be in the front of the restaurant, sitting at a table. Everywhere you look, you could see the game. And they're a really friendly bunch, so they'll be happy to put on whatever game you're looking for. Another unexpected one, like if you're a foodie and you want to eat great food and you also want to watch sports, I'm going to put my bet on Woody's Grill and Spirits in Sparks.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't been there, they actually have Yelper Tabitha E. She's talking about these little TVs that are in every booth. So you can actually customize your experience. But they also have TVs everywhere. But the highlight for me at Woody's is the food. It's owned by the same group that does Twisted Fork, and they take it seriously.
Yeah.
So you're going to find bar food, but it's going to be on the next level. It's going to be a little bit more expensive, but it's totally worth the price.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a bunch of beers on tap. Next up on our list is Legends Grill and Sports.
A legend.
That's right. Have you been there?
Yes.
The wings.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about the wings at Legends, or the legendary burger.
Plenty of choices.
A fantastic warm environment. This is like the epitome of the local sports bar, and they have gaming there as well. So if you want to sit and play some Keno while you watch your favorite team, they've got it going on. Plus, fantastic happy hour specials and some really friendly servers. Also, in this weekly Yelp, The Stick, which is the first non-gaming sports bar in our city.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the heart of downtown. It's named after Candlestick Park. And
is that the one right next to the movie theater?
It is. Okay. It is right on the corner of First and Sierra.
Gotcha.
And they have two levels. TVs galore, huge ones. It's brand new.
And I've heard the food is ridiculous.
Yeah, they have these Moroccan rubbed pork wings.
Hey now.
Wow.
Pork wings. Wait a minute. Pigs don't have wings.
We're blowing minds at the Stick. They don't have wings, but what they do is they take the pork shank and they pressure cook it till it's nice and tender, just like it'll fall off the bone.
Mm-hmm.
Then they deep fry it and then dust it in this Moroccan spice rub.
Ooh. I am sold.
You got to get in there and try that. But they also have quite a craft cocktail menu as well as beer.
Mm-hmm.
The craft cocktails courtesy of the one and only Nicole Barker, and she's a pretty amazing person. So if you catch her behind the bar, make sure you say hi.
Meow.
And then, of course, we've got two local favorites just to mention because they have tons of big screens for you to watch the game. Flowing Tide Pub.
Yep.
Food has stepped up quite a bit at Flowing Tide.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while since you've been there. Really fresh, really flavorful. Chef Ming, who has been at Rapscallion and a bunch of other well-known restaurants, is rocking it in that kitchen. So any Flowing Tide Pub location. And then, of course, Coaches.
Of course.
Can't go without mention. This weekend, are you ready for this one?
I'm ready. Lay it on me.
The I Love the 90s tour.
Oh, my.
Salt and Pepper, Vanilla Ice. And all your favorites from your childhood.
Not really talking to the ex audience, but we're going to go with it anyways. No, go.
I mean, if you want to get your Ice Ice Baby on, this is your chance.
Hey, who does it?
Grand Sierra is bringing the funk, funky fresh white boy. I think that's the name of the song.
Tragically white funk.
That's right. But really, the highlight for me this weekend, there's two. First, the 57th annual International Camel and Ostrich Races in Virginia City.
Yes, always a good time.
Listen, it sounds goofy. It sounds silly.
It is goofy. It is silly. It's fun, though.
It is. And I suggest that you go with friends.
Yep.
You consume responsibly.
You're right.
And you create some sort of betting game between each other as to who's going to buy the final round of drinks before you walk out. Because there's only three racers in each one. You each pick a number.
Somebody's going to win.
Somebody's winning. Keep track of score until you can't anymore.
Yeah, no, it's a great time.
Fantastic weekend up in Virginia City.
And so very Northern Nevada.
It is. And then if you really want to experience something also, it's Northern California, but it's part of our backyard. Mm-hmm. Red Bull is hosting the Donner Downhill.
Oh, okay.
If you've been up to Donner Lake, you know about the series of roads that wind from some of the higher elevations down to lake level.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 64 racers are going to compete side by side on, wait for it, skateboards.
Wow.
Careening down this hill, cliffs on either side. This is death.
With no brakes.
No brakes, other than a bail maneuver. I mean, this is going to be pandemonium, yeah. And it's only happening once. As you know, you've probably seen a million of these Red Bull amazing videos that they do for these extreme sports. This is your chance to catch it live. It's Saturday, September 10th, starting at 9 a.m. Okay. at Donner Lake. So once you get up there, I'm sure they'll have direction signs and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I think it's a free event as far as I could tell from the website, but totally worth checking out. So Virginia City, Donner Lake, opposite ends of the spectrum, both awesome. Check out all the details at yelp.com/local_Yelp, and we'll see you next week.